abstract visualization of the place. And when I looked at the finished drawing, when I opened my eyes and looked at what I had drawn with my hand, actually, interestingly enough, I chose to use my left hand. Somewhat ambidextrous, so I had learned to draw and type right in the course of working. But I took a look at what I had drawn and I said, wow, I can look at that. And looking at this thing, something that was very abstract that came onto the paper, and I said, dream, and I was looking at it and I was sharing some of my thoughts. I was taking turns, you know, sort of discussing what I thought. And I realized that that was a story about the image. And that sort of concern came from that image. I actually attempted to unearth the actual original drawing of the dragon and decided against bringing it to it because it's too big to package effectively. So I was a little bit anxious with the preservation of that moment in the process. But it was really interesting to get that journey into something else. And that something else sparked a lot of other something else's memory. And what it ultimately sparked my synthesis was that story was my re-entry. It's not uncommon to